T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, a distinguished professor and writer, accomplished, and appreciate your time this morning, Thane. Good morning.
Always, thank you, Larry. Always enjoy hearing your voice.
Well, let's recap what happened yesterday. For a lot of people, they may have missed what transpired over the weekend. Tell us what John Bolton said in his book that was released, that information over the weekend, and how that affected what happened yesterday.
Well, Larry, as you know, last week, I mean, the argument has been, starting from Saturday's defense of the president's conduct during this conversation with Zelensky in Ukraine, was that, yes, there may have actually been a change or holdup in the military aid provided to Ukraine, but there are all sorts of reasons why the president could have done that. And in fact, on Saturday, they start laying out, the president's lawyers lay out the various reasons. But the main reason is not because it was an abuse of power. It was not because the president was seeking some personal gain by insisting a contingency, a quid pro quo, that he would, that Zelensky and Ukraine would receive the military aid pending their investigation of Biden. And so the idea was to sow doubt, to create doubt in the minds of these senators that, you know, this was not a purely an act of self-interest. But there are reasons why a president would have taken this position, mainly to root out corruption in Ukraine itself. And then, of course, the bombshell happens, which is that in Bolton's new book, he specifically says, oh, wait a minute, you know, the president was holding up this military aid to Ukraine, and it was for really one reason and one reason only. He was waiting for Ukraine to conduct its in intelligence investigations against the Biden. So that's what was the game changer. The New York Times reported that on Sunday night. And it was incumbent upon the president's lawyers to now rebut something that they thought they had sowed doubt in the minds of the Senate. And now they have to start all over again.
And as I understand it, one of the lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, was the only one that even mentioned John Bolton's name during the course of the official, their opening, still going, ongoing opening remarks.
That's quite right, Larry. But the reason for that was the key thing about Dershowitz is that he was saying, guess what, senators? Even if what we've now learned about Bolton is true, that his book actually makes these claims, it really doesn't matter. Because this conduct, what the president did, even if it's a quid pro quo, is not a criminal act. And if it's not a criminal act, it does not rise to the level of high crime and misdemeanor. And that was really the key theme of yesterday, which was to say, that we, especially at the end of the day, was to introduce the idea, which is a minority view. It's not what most law professors believe, but it's a minority view that what the founding fathers believed high crimes and misdemeanors would constitute would ultimately still have to serve as a crime. It wasn't just this new category that applies only for the impeachment of a federal officer, but that the act itself would have to be a crime. And Dershowitz was introducing the idea as a way of disposing of this Bolton bombshell, saying, well, you know, even if it's true, it won't make a difference because it's not a criminal act.
So what's likely to transpire today? They have to, at some point, wrap up, you know, their opening statements. And I guess, is this strong enough? Because now it seems like there are more people saying, well, we should be able to call witnesses. Let's put people on the stand and talk about it. But that may not happen either, right?
No, right, Larry. Well, it does seem as if, remember, the Senate's going to need four or five Republican moderates for the House impeachment managers to convince them to vote along with the Democrats that more evidence is necessary. It does seem as if Susan Collins from Maine and Mitt Romney from Utah are now inclined to vote with the Democrats. They're going to need a couple more, and we're not sure whether they have a couple more. Remember, the Senate's Republicans' position has been, hey, you know, if you guys, if the House managers were unable to gather enough evidence in the House impeachment investigation through the House Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee, it's just too late. The evidence that's going to be used is the evidence that was gathered below in Congress. We're not going to introduce new evidence. We've already agreed to at least include the evidence from those investigations, but we're not going to add new evidence. The question is, has what we've seen through the House managers created in the minds of some senators who are in states where they may be vulnerable re-election, to convince them to say, look, I voted alongside my with the Democrats in connection with calling new evidence. And the Bolton material was the impetus that made me think that new evidence should be at least introduced.
Well, we'll see what happens today. 1 o'clock, they're back at it. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, appreciate your time. Always enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.